Welcome back to the Voice of Hope. I wanted to stop by today and I wanted to offer you a few words of encouragement. But before I begin, I want to start out with a beautiful song by Micah Tyler. I see grace.
I've seen shame, the kind that comes from mistakes. That won't go away when I turned around. They were right there to remind me. I've seen regret, the kind that messes with your head. The failures and the can't forget. But standing here now, I'm thinking God is behind me. Cause I've seen nail-scarred hands reach out and wipe it all away. Yeah, now I see grace. Says I don't deserve what you did on the cross, and he's right, cause I don't, but you did it anyway. I see grace, hallelujah, I stand today. I'm staring at an empty grave, and the stone that you rolled away. When I was a prodigal, you saw the sun. When I left the 99, you saw the one, and just like that. Staring at an empty grave and the stone that you rolled away. Yeah. I was a prodigal in your song, sir. When I left the 99, you saw the one. And just like that, all my past has been erased. When I look back, I see grace.
Beautiful song and a beautiful word. God's grace, right? If it wasn't but for the grace of God, we couldn't be saved and know that we could have everlasting life. And when I heard that song today, I was thinking about a scripture that I read so many times, and sometimes I still struggle with a scripture, even though I understand it. It's 2 Corinthians 12:9. But he said to me, "My grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all more gladly about my weakness, so that Christ, this power, may rest on me." You know, I've had people quote that scripture to me when I've been going through tough times, and I've come across that scripture when I've been going through tough times too. And I would think, you know, Lord, why Would you want me to boast about my weakness? And so that your power would rest on me? And so really starting to think about it today. Today is a real struggle to do this podcast. There's many times that I don't feel like encouraging someone else, and God will lay something on my heart and I'll just say, I don't feel like it today, Lord. You know, I'm going through something, in a lot of pain. Some days it's just difficult to speak, you know, the pain that it causes in my head and in my body. And so many times, people have asked me, you know, where do you get these topics? If they only knew. They're not topics, they're my life. And I understand so many times that when we are going through a difficult time or difficult day or just a difficult life, period, I have begun to learn that during the weak moments, that's where God uses us the most. And through our weakness, I hope that you see that it's God's power coming through, and only by His grace that I'm able to, you know, even speak and encourage you. I know one thing for sure is I couldn't make it one day without Him. Not one single second. And whatever you may be going through out there in your life today, I know the journey can get tough. And we all go through different things, you know. And I just encourage you to keep pushing forward, no matter what you're going through today. And just know it won't last forever. You will have better days, even though it don't feel like you may have better days when something has went on for maybe even a lifetime. And today actually would have been my mom's 75th birthday if she was living. And I miss her dearly. Our long talks we used to have. And I remember one thing that she used to remind me of sometimes when we would talk. And especially during the last couple of years before her passing, you know, she would ask me certain things, and I would say, I'm okay, Mama, I'm okay. And we would get to talking, you know, more about our day and, you know, just life, you know. And she could tell, you know, mamas can tell if you're discouraged. And she said, I know you think you can't, but He can't. She was talking about Jesus, you know. And He can. He can bring us through things we don't think we can make it through. And one of the scriptures that would always pop into my head is, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me, even when I don't feel like I can do all things. Only by the strength of God, I can do the things that I do. And it's only for His glory. Because if it was for me, I probably wouldn't continue to do podcasts and encourage you every single week. I'm trying to get back on a schedule weekly. Because every week isn't good. And, you know, to sometimes months aren't good. But I continue on. And I hope you continue on your journey in life. And another scripture that I was thinking about today is Psalms 34:4. I sought the Lord, and He heard me and delivered me from all my fears. You know, when you have been going through a lot of things, or you've come out of things, you know, the enemy wants to fill you with fear that, you know, you're not going to get past what you've come out of, you know. And you will. And just lean into God's arms. Know He loves you. And He will carry you through, no matter what you're going through. So I just wanted to share that little word of encouragement with you today. And I wanted to read the Jesus Calling, as I always do. It encouraged me today more than ever. And I hope it encourages you along your journey. I am with you and all around you, encircling you in golden lights, in golden rays of light. I always behold you face to face. Not one of your thoughts escape my notice, because I am infinite. I am able to love you as if you and I were the only ones in the universe. Walk with me in intimate love steps, but do not lose sight of my majesty. I desire to be your closest friend, yet I am also your sovereign Lord. I created your brain with capacity to know me as friend, as Lord simultaneously. The human mind is the pinnacle of my creation, but so few use it for His primary purpose, knowing me. I communicate continually through my spirit, my word, and my creation. Only humans are capable of receiving me and responding to my presence. You are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. You are indeed fearfully and wonderfully made. So now don't ever forget that. No matter what you're going through, no matter what you've been through, don't let the scars of your past haunt you. Because when you ask Christ to come into your life, you begin anew. That old man is gone. He's died. And you're new. Now, when you come to Christ, you know, there's a scripture also in Psalms says, there will be trouble, but I have overcome. I will overcome those troubles with Christ. You know, just because you have Christ in your life doesn't mean you're ever, you know, not going to experience trouble. Life is not going to be trouble-free. It just means that with God by your side, He'll be walking with you through the things that you go through every moment of the day. And I wanted to share with you back in the spring of last year, about a year and a half ago, it's one of my poems I wrote called The Journey to Healing. In life, we may experience trauma or deep pain. Now it's time to break these chains. To heal, we must revisit those wounds. If we ignore, we will be consumed. But with God, He will help us through. Once those wounds are healed, it leaves a scar to be revealed. All those battle wounds tell a story of where I stood and learned that it's in the healing is where the enemy tries to do his stealing. Stay strong, you beautiful warriors. Let go. Let God. That's where the journey to healing begins. So true. So true. I wrote this last year, and I was thinking about it today. I was just probably about 3 months out of my marriage of many, many years, and continue to walk down that path of healing. And, you know, Jesus will be working on us all till we go to meet Him someday, you know, when our life's over here. And when we go through things, there is scars there that tell a story. And there's power in sharing your story. And it's not easy. It's not always easy to go back and walk through the healing of what you've went through. And sometimes those wounds still get broken open occasionally. And you can have what I call, you know, triggers, or it just brings you back to some of that healing that you need to work on more. You know, when you're out of a situation, you know, whatever that situation may be, you're out of it. Sometimes, you know, things can happen and it just takes you right back there in that moment with other people. And you may not act so pretty, you know. And, you know, I still have some of those moments myself. And, you know, I just have to keep pushing forward and ask God to help me through that, because it's not an easy thing when you've battled anything or you've walked through anything in your life. And there may be some things that, you know, always kind of affect you. Like when you went through abusive relationships, you know. When people say certain things to you, it may, you know, hit a nerve and you have to really stay silent to keep your peace. Or I know I do. Because it reminds you of that abuse you went through. But you're not there anymore. And you have to remind yourself you're out of that. And you're going to walk free. And you're going to keep walking forward. So I just wanted to remind you of that today. If you're in something, you're going through something, you just keep walking forward. You keep pushing forward. And just know, God will give you the grace to do that. Because His grace is sufficient for all of us. And through our weakness, His power is shown. Because we can only walk free with God's help. There's no other way we can walk free from certain things, you know. People try, we may try, you know, to mask the pain that we feel and not deal with healing, with whatever things that may be, whether it's, you know, food, substance abuse, people pleasing, all different kinds of things we can mask the pain with. But until you really deal with it, that's where you start to break free and heal from it. So I wanted to pray with you today before I leave the podcast. Heavenly Father, as I come to you today, I lift up all of those out there who may listen to this podcast. Lord, whatever they're going through, I ask that you would strengthen them today on their journey in life. You would give them wisdom. You'd give them knowledge of the things that they need to do to break free of past trauma, of past pain, of past experiences, and to let them feel the grace that only comes from you. And Lord, I just ask that you just wrap your loving arms around them today. Love on them extra special. And let them feel you walking through this journey in life with them. Every second, every moment, and every hour. In this moment, in this day forward. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. And as I end the podcast today, I want to leave you with another beautiful song by Micah Tyler, Walking Free.
Was guilty, case closed, the end. No chance for me to ever leave this prison of my sin. Now I know it might sound crazy, but one day a key unlocked that cell. I heard a small voice say your debt's been paid by somebody else, and now I'm nothing perfect. I still stumble every single day. I still get knocked down, but the difference now is that's not where I stay. Cause I got a Savior who knows everywhere I've been, and He's telling me that I never have to go back there again. So now I'm yeah.
and to the one with regret, look up and see your victory is just up ahead. Cause there is a Savior who knows everywhere you've been, and he's telling you that you never have to go back there again. So if you know that you never have to go back there again, then sing, I'm
told you today, you are so loved. So wherever you're at and whoever you're around, get out there today and spread some hope and spread some love. The world needs it now more than ever. So join me back here on the next episode of The Voice of Hope. This is where hope happens. Much love to you all. God bless. See you next time. Bye-bye.